Well, it turns out North Korea does not have the H-bomb. They have an H2O bomb. It's a really big water balloon. Well, what do you know?
Live from the Monona Terrace in Madison, Wisconsin, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on the piano, Jeff Hammond on bass, and I'm Stephanie Lee. In this hour of What Do You Know, we parlez-vous the Packers with Parisian bar owner Pierre Louvrier, plus all the news that isn't, and a round of the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know is provided by PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who already has $800 million, so won't be purchasing a Powerball ticket, Michael Feldman.
Yeah. Well, I haven't counted it. It could be less than that. It's all in singles. I haven't counted it. I don't know. I don't want to spoil it. Once I'm retired, I can count it. I'm sure it's at least that much. A survey shows that 9 out of 10 Americans would rather see Kim Jong-un than Donald Trump with the H-bomb. You know he'd drop it on Macy's for dropping his line of menswear. Trump wear for the fascist on the go. This is kind of loud. I don't hear myself that much. Let's see, turn that down. No, this is the one here. There we go. Okay. Okay, that's a little behind-the-scenes stuff. There are knobs that control all of this. Control all of me. For its part, South Korea has mounted an onslaught of K-pop blasted across the DMZ, and that includes 100 megatons of bang, bang, bang.
Bang, bang, bang.
Nobody. Okay, all right, I'm gonna get the idea. That's actually true, by the way. That's by Big Bang. Yes. Let's hear for Big Bang countering the H-bomb in North Korea with bad music. Kim can't hear it over his Katy Perry tapes, you know, so drives him nuts. Oh, let's see. The Oregon militia leader compares himself to Rosa Parks because she just wanted a seat on the bus and to graze her 100,000 head of cattle on public lands. Little known fact about Rosa Parks. Okay. Donald Trump says if the Brits ban him, they can forget all about the Lusitania. She's going down. Okay, Lusitania reference. How many of you remember the Lusitania? You can applaud now because we're on the air. Spattering of applause for the Lusitania. I'm sorry we lost her. Okay. In other news now, I like to make obsolete references in every monologue just to alienate most of my audience. It's a funny thing that I do. All right, the new VW electric car will burn coal for electricity. It's smart coal, though. No emissions, they say. The general perception that Hillary is too close to big banks comes from the fact that she dresses like a teller. A well-dressed teller. Donald Trump raises the point that Ted Cruz was born in Canada, so he can't be president. The bigger question is, can the only unlikable Canadian ever be elected president? Really, can you think? I've never met a Canadian that wasn't likable. But I've never met Ted Cruz. All right, let's see. The Rams offered to take St. Louis to California with them. It's on the table. It's about time the Rams settle down. This back and forth has got to stop. Thank you. After President Obama's gun control speech, the sale of ray guns on Uranus skyrockets. I say ray guns on Uranus because I love the name of that planet, even though it's just a ball of gas. You Do you know Uranus is just a ball of gas? All right. Where was I? All right. I have really a low sense of humor. I got to admit, it's very low. Let's see. Law officials tell the Oregon occupiers, just keep it white. Can't really arrest your brother-in-law, you know. That's how that goes. Although you might like to. I probably would. I'd extradite him, that's for sure. Modifying their DNA can make ants change their job, so there's hope for the rest of us. After the Netflix furor over the Steve Avery conviction, the History Channel viewers demand the release of Hitler. And then there's this one, Johnny Manziel defects to ISIS. That's where he was. He went to Vegas and ISIS. What was this? Okay. Aging millennials are saving more because Yoro, you only retire once. Okay. A survey shows 3 bisexual women for every 1 bisexual man, so how is this going to work? Shifts? That's not my problem, but I'm really curious. I don't get the figures. They don't add up. Showing his lighter side, President Obama opens his last State of the Union singing, "You can have her, I don't want her, she's too fat for me." You can have her, I don't want her. Oof, da. Okay. Is that the beat on that song? I don't know. I could actually sing it if it had the right beat behind me. In health and fitness, fitness DVDs can lead to poor body image, with the exception of Richard Simmons' Fitness Fiesta. So if you're worried about your body image, that's the one for you. Fitbit is sued by users who claim the heartbeat monitor actually tracks their power beats, headphones. So your heartbeat is not 120, Dr. Dre's is. 90% of Americans consume too much salt. On the other hand, they're very well preserved. I was going to use a Lot's wife joke there because that's really, almost no one would get a Lot's wife joke. How many of you would get a Lot's wife joke? A pillar of salt? See, yes. God, I wish I would have used it. That's really a smattering there. Brits are told only 6 pints per week. A limit of 6 pints per week, which makes for a 48-hour Sabbath. So that's kind of a... And this just in, overnight, the Oregon occupiers filtered out to get Powerball tickets. Because with $1 billion, the damn cows can graze wherever they want, ladies and gentlemen. That's all the news that isn't. Thank you so much. We're going to keep this rolling right along, in spite of me.